Welcome to Crafting Solutions to Conflict, a podcast exploring how to deal effectively with conflict, actual and potential, good and bad. Engaging guests discuss a range of insights, and I cover tips and topics based on my 35-year fascination with conflict and my experience helping people with it. I'm your host, Jane Bettel, and my goal is to share a perspective on conflict that is both practical and positive. Jumping in. In the context of preventing and resolving bad conflicts, jumping in will typically be a bad idea. Why? Because it is fast. That's the whole point. Life today both prizes speed and forces it as the world seems to change faster and faster. The problem? Fast serves us well when being chased by a tiger, but not so well in many other situations. Quick action is generally not supported by quick thinking. Grab the toddler heading into the street? Hooray! But probably not a lot of thinking involved. More desperate instinct. When we allow ourselves some time to actually think with reason, our decisions tend to be better ones. For instance, a conflict is brewing. Is jumping in to start a conversation the right thing to do? Maybe the time isn't right. Give it an hour or a day or more. No, this is not the same as mere procrastination. Maybe the place isn't right. Too public or too private, which makes the other person anxious. Or it is associated with events, good or bad, that will make this conversation harder than it needs to be. Maybe I am not the best person. I have already said my piece. Or it's really not my role here. Or let's say a conversation is underway. Jumping in to finish someone else's sentences may feel like a way to show your understanding. Good intent, but it doesn't always land that way. Frequently, we want to speak without being rushed, to say what we want to say in our own words at our own pace. Jumping in feels like cutting off. Occasionally, jumping in is exactly the right thing to do in the context of conflict. When? When there is misinformation. We want to stop this and correct it for the immediate exchange and to reduce the risk of misinformation spreading like wildfire. When an essential piece of information is not yet available, but will be soon, we can jump in to suggest a pause. When there is genuine misinterpretation, we want to put the brakes on a negative and dangerous spiral. Jumping in? Let's think before we leap.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the Crafting Solutions to Conflict podcast, please tell a friend, share it, leave a rating or review. When you spread the word, more people have a chance to enjoy the show. You can also sign up for new weekly episodes on your favorite app, whatever setting works best for you, and is free. You don't need to pay to listen. You can also find the show at craftingsolutionstoconflict.com. Comments or ideas? Let me know. Until next time, I'm Jane Bettel.